Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, San Francisco Mayor London Breed and the president of the Board of Supervisors, Aaron Peskin, are looking to make it easier to convert downtown office buildings into much-needed housing, which could also help out with the ongoing vacancy problems when it comes to downtown office buildings. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Now, Phil, you have to forgive my misunderstanding of the way capitalism is supposed to work, but if you have a lot of vacancies, don't rents come down?
Well, they do usually, and they probably will over time. But even now, landlords, especially the larger ones in downtown San Francisco, are hesitant of dropping their office rates. A couple of reasons. One of them is that a lot of these buildings, although only maybe 30% of the space is actually being used, more like, 90% is actually rented out over long-term leases. So you don't drop your rates then, right? The money's coming in. The workers might not be there, but a lot of these big corporations can still afford the rent. The second one is if you own the building or bought it just before the COVID pandemic sent everybody to work from home, on the books at the bank, you're expected to bring in a certain amount of rent. And if you drop the rent and the books in the bank reflect that, it devalues the property and could make it harder to get financing and refinancing. And so people are hesitant to do it that way. In the meantime, however, like you said, the Board of Presidents and Mayor London Breed are getting together with the idea of converting some of those offices to residential. Now, I don't think it's going to be anything like, those glass towers we see, down around Rincon Hill. I don't think the Salesforce Tower is going to get opened up for condominiums anytime soon. But they're concentrating more around Union Square, where we've had retailers on the ground floor and maybe on the second floor. But the upper floors, they're going to start changing those to offices, and if they can, to residents as well, because people just might want to live there.
Well, at least that's the talk, right? But when it comes to housing here in San Francisco, and especially affordable housing, we hear the talk a lot. We don't see a lot of houses.
Yeah, well, that's very, very good point there. Two things motivate people: what's to gain and what's to lose. And a lot of times when it comes to housing, what you have people is neighbors who feel that they're going to lose, that their property values are going to go down, that the neighborhood's going to change. And they object, and their voices are heard at San Francisco City Hall. But that's not necessarily the case at Union Square, because we don't have other residences. It's all pretty much retail down there right now and empty on the upper floors. Now, there was some talk, for example, of maybe changing, to allow more hotels to go in on the upper floors of those retailers, those big stores downtown, and those older and good-looking buildings. But, that could put them in competition with hotels that are already there. But there aren't neighbors down there. There aren't people with housing. So it's going to be easier if they can get the bureaucracy to move to say those upper floors could be condos. As for affordable, that's going to be real interesting to see, Eric, just how affordable a condo would be right on Union Square.
Yeah, you bet. All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He joins us live weekdays at 7:50 in the morning and 5:50 in the afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Basketball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.